Hello and welcome to Reddy and Newman's Daily Podcast, your go-to place for common questions about immigration to the United States. Reddy and Newman is a team of experienced business immigration attorneys who handle a host of visa categories and complex immigration cases. This podcast will provide an insight into our daily free conference calls hosted by our attorneys, as well as discussions on hot immigration topics. Please note that information provided is not to be construed as legal advice for your specific situation and does not constitute an engagement with Reddy and Newman PC or establish an attorney-client relationship. For specific advice on your situation, please contact an attorney. Here's your host.
What, 5417, you have a question for me.
Last four digits is 17. Is that what you said, Raghu?
Yeah, 5417. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. My name is Raghu, and I work for a startup based out of San Francisco, but I work remotely in Austin. So I think my lawyer kind of messed up my H-1B petition, and I want to reapply because it got rejected. And this is an I already have an approved I-140, and I applied for an H-1B extension with the H-4 extension and the H-4 EAD for my wife. Mm-hmm. And she put me down as a logistician that doesn't require any master's degree or anything. I think that's why it got rejected. But I would like to reapply ASAP, and I was wondering how I engage with your organization.
Is this H-1B an extension?
Yes, after an approved I-140.
Okay. So is your I-94 expired or not?
That I am not sure. Because
what do you mean your I-94 expired?
I was out of the country for 3 months on my current H-1B, and I was told that it adds up. At least that's what my lawyer told me. So
no,
I don't know.
When does your I-94 expire?
I think at the end of this month.
Okay. You are sure or you don't know?
No, when I checked,
that should
it
be there online. That should be there online.
Okay. I can check that. But is there a process where I can hire a firm to do a reapplication on behalf of my company?
You can, but I need to know the I-94 has been expired or not.
Gotcha. All right, hold on. I think it expired on the 8th of this month. Sorry, the 9th.
Which is 4 days.
Yes.
Okay. It's better that they file an application within 4 days before your I-94 expires, because there are a lot of consequences that if you file it after the I-94 expires.
Okay. So what's the best way forward?
Okay. They need to file an extension within 4 days. Since you have an you don't have time to file an LCA, it may be better to use the same LCA and file it. In the meantime, file another LCA, okay? The reason don't have time to go to another lawyer, file the LCA, because your I-94 expiring in 4 days. 1992, you have a question for me?
Yeah, this is Gayatri here.
Yes,
so,
Gayatri?
I'm actually in the car, so
One second, Gayatri, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the car right now, so I'm not sure if you can hear me properly. Can you?
No. I paused for a while, but go ahead. I can hear you very clearly, Gayatri. Go ahead.
Great. So, Rahul, here is the situation. So, I got my H-1 in years 2014, mm-hmm. and I worked until 2016 mm-hmm. with the company. Mm-hmm. And then I just moved as a H-4 due to pregnancy. And then, you know, after my maternity leave is done, I then resumed back as a H-4 EAD. Mm-hmm. Because my mm-hmm. husband had that green card processing. So I just started. Exactly. So I started working from October 2018 to June 2015. June 2019. June 15, 2019. So mm-hmm. my H-4 EAD expires on June 15, 2019. Having said that, I asked my contracting agency if there is any way that we can without having any lapse of the employment, can we do a H-1 or something, reactivation of my H-1. Mm-hmm. So what they did is, it's a very popular agency.
Company.
So they had the sister company who filed a reactivation for me. But then, yes, exactly, H-1 reactivation. So they filed a reactivation in a premium processing. I thought it's just a span of 1 month. I think, I can able to get it. But then it took a little while because I had an RFC. So it crossed my expiration date. So I had to quit from my client. And then I thought I'll join back. So that was a initial plan. So my H1 got approved on July 2nd. Mm-hmm. But my H4EAD expired on June 15th. So there is like 2-week gap. So after it got approved, I just spoke to my client and they said that they do not have any position open. So considering that, what they did is this contracting agency, they revoked my H1.
Oh, you're out of status.
Not really. So I'm not yet done. So July 2nd, I got my H1. And then July 7th, I get an email from this contracting agency that my H1 has been revoked. They have sent the paperwork to USCIS.
Right.
Further, so I will be in a 60 days H1B portability where if I can find a project, I can get my papers back. So I got a project with the same contracting agency within 30 days. And I resumed to work for a new client through this agency again. All right? And this time, they are processing a regular one, not the premium.
So they're processing what?
They're processing my H-1B.
What H-1B? Transfer, H-1B extension, H-1B amendment?
Not really. I mean, they just refiled the H-1 because they have sent back the papers to USCIS, right?
No, ma'am. I'm confused now. What are they telling? You lost the job, so you have to 60-day gap period. But you didn't lose the job. There is no 60-day gap period.
No, but then I have moved to another client for a different state altogether.
Ma'am, the job is with your employer, not with your client. If you say your end client is the job, then you're violating every status that's there. You're completely getting misguided there. You have 60 days to join another company, not join the same company. So if you're telling that you lose a job, you come back and join on 59th day, and then you lose a job, you come back on 59th, that's not a job. The regulations does not provide that you can go to join the same company. So once they pulled out the H-1B, it's 2 months, you're out of status, you have to leave the country. You can do one thing within that 16 days, you can try for H-4, but that still is risky. I would recommend that you contact a lawyer immediately. I know, guys, I'm a little bit late because of some technical difficulties. I will spend more time than the normal time allocated. 9425, you have a question.
Hello, Rahul. So to give a background, I have a H-1 and my wife has H-4, 3 years, like May 2019 to May 2022. And we are doing good on that. But I have got a new opportunity, like September 23, I'm starting my new third-party placement at a client location. And obviously, they're going to file the new LCA and amendment. And they'll file it in such a way it will reach USCIS by September 20, which is the Friday. So my wife actually has booked the tickets and she's planning to go to Hyderabad for stamping. And we were actually in dilemma, like whether she should go before the amendment, like should she go before September 20, before they file the amendment, or after, can she go after September 20? So that's the question.
So they're filing an amendment in September 20th, is right?
20th, yes. And she's planning to go next week, and we don't have any appointments. There's a 60-day wait at Hyderabad Consulate, so we're trying to get an appointment like end of October. So
I would not recommend her going to the stamping when you are filing an amendment.
Okay. So after we get the amendment, do you recommend me to wait till I get the approval?
Amendment is approved.
New 797, and then go to stamping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Rahul, like your firm, like as a whole, like on H4, I have been hearing a lot of rejection and 221G cases. Like, is there more percentage of H4 rejections in the last few months?
H4 is very, very rare.
Very rare. Okay. So it does not really matter, like, if you have worked on EAD or not, right?
No, it absolutely will not affect at all. Whether you worked on EAD. EAD is completely different topic.
Okay.
9198, you have a question.
Sure, Rahul. Hey, Rahul, this is Chandra. This is question from related to my wife. Basically, we applied a change of status from H1 to H4 and also EAD concurrently based on my 140. Now, due to the processing times, what she did is she traveled out of country and got her H4 stamp and the passport, and she came back 1 month back. And now we received the H-4 approval notice yesterday, but there is no I-94 attached to that. Now, I just want to know what exactly I need to do with the approval notice.
H-4 approval without the I-94?
Yes.
That's very rare. Normally,
yeah,
they would normally they would approve it. Yeah, we know she traveled. Was that a change of status to H-4? Was that a extension of status?
Change of status from H-1 to H-4.
Okay,
that's fine.
Who cares? You can ignore that H-4 completely.
Okay, but we already applied the EAD also. Will there be any impact on the EAD?
But you applied EAD after she entered into United States?
No, what we did is, we applied EAD along with her H-4. Also, after she entered with the H-4 stamp, we again applied another EAD because we don't know about the previous EAD, whether it will
smart guy. That EAD is gone. Most probably they will not approve it. This EAD, they will approve it. I don't have any problem. They may take a long time. They are taking about 7 to 8 months, but they will approve this EAD.
Not the previous EAD we filed.
Not the previous EAD. If you want to expedite, because when you are applying for change of status, if you leave the country, you're considered to have abandoned the status, change of status. Since the H-4 change of status is not approved, they may most probably deny the H-4 EAD. It was filed along with the H-4.
Okay. Say for example, if the old EAD got approved, and then can I withdraw the recent one which we applied? Or we can still leave it as it is?
If the old one gets approved, contact us. Drop an email to me if the old one gets approved. And I want to also see the H-4 approval without the I-94. I'll give you a free consultation. I just want to see how it looks like H-4 without an I-94.
Even I got the same question. That's why I went to the online and see H-4 approval without I-94 and with I-94.
Well, I want to see it. Why don't you send it to me so that we can have a discussion? Drop an email to me and make sure you put your phone number. No consultation fees. I've never seen that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. But if you want to expedite the EAD, you may want to join the litigation. And don't believe on the first EAD. Believe on the second EAD only. 4822.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Rahul. Thanks for doing this. This question is regarding my wife's status. I applied my wife's H-4 and H-4 EAD extension along with my H-1 extension this May 2019. Reddy and Newman helped me with that. Mine was approved in 3 days because it was premium, and my wife's H-4 and H-4 EAD is still pending. But meanwhile, last week she had to go to India for a quick trip, and she got her H-4 stamped. So now what do I do with the H-4 and H-4 EAD? Should I just
This H-4 which was been filed, is that an extension or transfer?
Yes, sir. Extension.
Well, the H-4 may still be approved. Absolutely, I don't think so. It will be denied, and EAD should be approved. So leave it alone. Don't do anything. The other person was different. It was a change of status from H-1 to H-4. So it's a different scenario for you and for her, for that person.
So I just hang tight and just wait for the application then.
That's right.
Thank you.
In a defense, you may file another EAD too, sir. I lost you, but file another EAD. It's not going to be any harmful for you. This EAD should be approved, but I'm not going to count 100% on it. Just file one more EAD. 0386.
And wage level 1 RF. So currently I'm on OPT, the first year OPT, and it got expired today. And my college filed an OPT extension 1 week back, and they've given an automatic approval for September 30th, that is the last day of this month. And then they've requested for an OPT extension from October 1st to the next 2 years.
Of course.
And meanwhile, because my company has filed an H-1 this year, and I've received an RFE. I'm not sure what exact RFE is, because they're not telling that to me. It's not supposed to be really revealed to the employer. So one thing what I noticed was in the LCA, the SOC code was level 2 1, that is system computer system analyst, and it was filed under wage level 1. Even though my salary does not fall under the wage level 1, I have a 100K package. So my question is, would this really have any impact?
Yes, system analyst definitely will have an impact. Wage level 1 might have an impact too. We haven't seen much impact on wage level 1 recently, but system analyst definitely will have an impact. We haven't seen many cases filing in wage level 1 too. So I don't know why they filed it. Is it PricewaterhouseCoopers?
One other reason, Rahul, as per my offer letter, I was given the role of senior software engineer, but in the system it was not mapped correctly and it was marked to a software engineer. So I don't know if seeing that they have given it as a...
Yeah, I can't tell though, but it's, if you don't know the reason though, it's very hard to speculate what the reason is though. You will have to have them answer it. It's very hard. You need to know the reason what it is, because there is not much you can do from sitting from this end. But it's a good idea that you got the STEM extension applied. Never be under the belief of not applying the STEM extension.
I've applied the STEM extension and my role is currently mapped right now. So it is mapped to senior product engineer right now. This is done.
That should not be a problem, sir. You should be fine on that. Okay?
So, what would be a better answer to respond to this RFE?
We don't even know what the RFE is. How can I tell? You have to get the RFE details to tell me what is the better response. It's very hard to tell in the conference call when you don't know and speculate 100 different things. It could be anything. It could be employer-employee relationship. It could be many other things too. 9136, you have a question for us.
Hi, Rahul. This is Shilakshmi here. So I'm on H-1B and I lost my job on July 16th. So they didn't revoke my H-1 yet. So I'm actually working on transferring to H-4 going on my H-4. So my husband's I-140 just got approved in July. And
nice.
His 6 years expires on September 30th. So they are still working on the paperwork to do the H-1 extension. But my question was, how much time do I have from July 16th? Because it's, I think, 60 days within the time period I either need to change status or find for. I was not able to find a job.
September 15th is the last date, ma'am.
Okay. And if they are taking longer than usual to do the H-4, do you recommend that I do PAR outside or how?
You know what? I would file one more H-4 parallelly, only applying until September 30th, and then wait until for them to file. Along with them, I will file one more time. Along with your husband's H-1B, you'll file one more time, H-4 plus EAD.
So you're saying that I can go with another lawyer and apply for H-4 myself?
Right, for now, only until September 30th. And I will not apply EAD because you're not going to get the EAD by that time anyway. Then I will go ahead and file H-1, H-4 plus EAD along with your husband's H-1B so that H-1, you will have both H-4s filed.
Okay. So basically by September 15th, if they're sending out my packet, I'm in a safe state, right?
Right. You're right, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
3525, you have a question.
Hi, Rahul. I'm currently in Malaysia. I'm Indian born. My husband was born in Malaysia. Do we need an employer to enter into U.S.? For the GC filing, cross-country chargeability for GC.
So you are in Malaysia. We'll repeat again,
yes,
please.
Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Malaysia and I'm Indian born. My husband is Malaysian born.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning to use cross-country chargeability for GC.
Of course, you are eligible.
Does my husband need an employer in US? Or
He or you, either of you need an employer. Either, not both.
Either of them. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Then what is the estimated cost?
What cost? You don't even have an employer. You need to find an employer, ma'am. I can't give you the cost. I can't find an employer. And the employer need to contact the lawyer. That's the way to get the green card, ma'am. 3188, you have a question for us.
Hey, Rahul, this is Dinesh. The scenario is I was on H-1B and I converted myself to H-4 EAD. And my H4 EAD was expiring on August 23rd of 2019, along with my wife's H1. And my I-94 was also expiring. So my current company has applied for my H1B. And I received an RFE, and I'm still waiting on the response. And my wife's company also has applied H1B. They've extended her H1. And that also received an RFE. But we haven't responded for my wife's H1 yet. But meanwhile, like my wife's client has taken her for a full time, and they have applied an H-1B and which got approved. So when the approved one, she did not apply my H-4 along with that. But the other one, she has applied my H-4 also.
Wait,
but
so your I-94 expired right now?
My I-94 expired on August 23rd, yes.
So you are on H-1, so you are on H-1B?
No, I was on H4 EAD, and my company applied for an H1B.
That got RFE. Okay, that got. Now, the extension part, she applied for the H4, but that got an RFE. You have the second one. I would file for H4 plus EAD again, sir, for you. And in your case, they may approve the company B's, which your wife's H1B denial, they may approve it. They may not approve it. But if the H4 is pending, you can stay in this country. And if you file one further application, you'll be in good shape.
Okay. So, thank you for that. But another question is like, if for some reason my H1B, which my company has applied, has got rejected, so I can still be in U.S. until the other company revokes the H1B, right?
Until which company? Your wife's company?
Wife's company.
Which H-1B, the extension which got an RFE?
Yes.
If you file another H-4 right now, okay, even if the previous company which got an RFE revokes, you are not in trouble. You should be fine.
Okay.
You get my point?
Uh-huh.
You should be fine. Because before your I-94 expired, you did file for an H-4 visa. That is still pending. And now you're filing another H-4. Which your company got approval, and this one, the second application is called bridge application. The bridge is not broken because the company withdrew the H-1B. Bridge is still there because she's entitled to be an H-1B. The bridge will be broken if you're divorced. Mm-hmm. If your wife leaves the company, that's not a big deal. But as a safety method, I want you to file one more H-4 because if they deny it, you can explain in the second H-4 if they get an RFE, look, buddy, I maintain the status. My wife is the same. The previous company denied, but still she is entitled to be an H-1B. So we have noticed that right now, we have noticed that even though company B withdraws H-1B, they still approve the H-1Bs. They still approve the H-4s.
Okay. I thank you for that, but I have another question. So if for some reason my H-1 gets rejected and the company
is
ready for reapplying.
We're already counting your H-1 is rejected.
Okay. So if my company is ready to apply for another H-1, they can reapply for my H-1. Should I go ahead with that?
One problem with that is that they may give an H-1B approval with a consular processing because these H-4s are taking a long period of time. They want these H-4s to be adjudicated before H-1B can be given. So they may give a H-1B approval, most probably. They will give an H-1B approval without the I-94. Then you have to go outside the country to get the stamping. 7701, you have a question for us.
Yes, Rahul. This is also Rahul. And I have a question for you. Is me and my wife, we filed for a H-1, H-4, and EAD at Nebraska on May 1st week. My H-1B was approved pretty quickly, but our H-4 and EAD is still pending. In August last week, we had to go to India due to a family emergency. We did not have enough time for stamping. We came back. Port of entry, my I-94 was given till 2022, but her I-94 was given till October 11th of 2019. Do I need to do anything at this stage, or is my
An H-1B and she's an H-4, is it right?
Yeah.
And okay, so when is your stamping expiring, you said?
My stamping expired on October 1st. It's expiring on October 1st. Both our stampings are expiring on October 1st.
You just need to file for an extension for our H-4 visa.
Yeah, we already filed an extension in May. But due to, like, my H-1 is approved, her H-4 and EAD is still pending.
As a safety precaution, I would apply one more H-4 plus EAD before October 1st.
Okay, the existing will be invalid?
No, I would not say that existing invalid. For a safety precaution, I would do that.
Okay, all right.
And let me ask you one other question. The first H-4 plus EAD that your wife filed in May, is that a transfer to the H-4 or she's already in H-4?
She's already on H-4. It was an extension.
So I'm not thinking that it's going to be denied. The problem is that sometimes there is an I-94 mismatch that will cause a lot of problems. That's the reason I would want her to file one more H-4 plus EAD.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But
she's still safe.
She can, once she files it, she can stay in legally. No problem with that. 1854. You have a question for me.
Hi, Som here. Thanks, Rahul, for taking my call. I have a question. I'm currently on H-1B, working for an employer. I got my GC EAD approved last week. So can I work for another employer on an EAD and simultaneously work for my current employer on an H-1B?
What kind of EAD you have?
GC EAD.
GC EAD.
The employment EAD.
No, once you work on EAD, your H-1B will become invalid.
Even if I work for a different employer, right?
Yeah, but why do you need H-1B?
Okay, that's a different employer, not my current employer.
Yeah, but why do you're an attachment of status EAD. Why do you need a EAD? Why do you need a H-1B, sorry?
So you mean to say I can work for two employers on the same EAD, right? Can I work for two employers on the same EAD?
There are ways to work. There are ways to work for sure on, but I would recommend that you contact a lawyer. But you can't have H-1B and EAD going together.
Okay, that was my main question. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for answering.
I'll take the last caller, guys. I'm very confused with we got the new system and we had some breakdowns. I'm very confused, and that's the reason I want to make up some time. 5286, you have a question for me.
Hi, Rahul. This is Payal here. My question is, I'm awaiting for my F1 to H4 change of status. And meanwhile, my husband got his I-140 approved. So is it advisable to apply for my EAD right now, or should I wait until I receive the H-4?
No, I would apply right now.
Okay, so it won't have any issue, right?
No, it won't. 1671. Yeah, this will be the last caller, guys. For those people who can attend, you can come to the next conference call, which is 11:30 tomorrow, or you can join. You can make an appointment. Or come to the conference calls that we have. 1671, you have a question for me.
Hi, Rahul. So I applied for H-4 EAD extension in April, and see it online that my H-4 fingerprint review is completed on August 21st. So based on that, how long would it take for my H-4 and H-4 EAD approval approximately?
It may take anywhere between 4 to 12 months.
Even after, like, the fingerprints is done?
Even after the fingerprints. Fingerprints are getting done faster. So if you want to expedite it, you may want to join the litigation. And that's the only way, because otherwise I can't tell. 4 months to 12 months.
Yeah, it says the review has been completed online. So when I saw that.
The reviews are getting completed fast, ma'am. But it's taking a long time afterwards. They're not adjudicating that. Go ahead.
And also the other question is, like, I know that you are filing for litigation on September 13th, and my current H-4 EAD expires on September 13th. So I also registered for this H-4 EAD litigation case that you are doing for the H-4 EAD applicants. So I was wondering, in case, like, since you have told me, like, it could take months or days, but just in case if it gets approved before you file for the litigation case, will the fee amount be refunded back? Or
if it is done on before 11th midnight, your entire fees will be refunded. By 12th, it's already gone. you know, from our hand.
Oh, and how was the success rate for this litigation cases that you have applied so far?
Within 60 days, all cases got approved as of today. None of the cases have taken more than 60 days. So, yeah, most of them will fall into 20 to 40 days. Not all, but most of them.
Mm-hmm. And how long would it take for the EAD card to be received? Because I have an offer.
Once it's approved, it takes about 3 to 5 days.
Got it. And the other question that I have is, like, on H4 EAD, am I eligible to apply for green card processing?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. You can.
So I don't have to rely on my husband's visa or anything, so I can just apply?
No, you can apply for a I-140, and if you are eligible for H-1B, you can move back. Or at a later date, if you want, you can. You can file the I-140, ma'am. Thank you guys for coming in. The next conference call will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to Reddy and Newman Daily Podcast. We sincerely hope that you've taken something valuable out of it. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. For more information or if you want to make an appointment, check out our websites, rnlawgroup.com and immigrationgirl.com. Have an awesome day.